Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help individuals and teams of people working together build their resiliency and well-being by increasing their awareness around how they can bring their best selves forward and find overall happiness so they can flourish in life. So I am super excited to introduce Sue Trace. Now, Sue is a certified professional life and team coach through the International Coaching Federation. She's a nurse and has been passionate about healthcare recruitment, engagement, and retention for over 30 years. Now, Sue's coaching programs are based on the underlying principles of neuroscience and positive psychology, with an emphasis on helping healthcare clinicians build resilience against stress and burnout. She provides the six-month evidence-based Propel coaching program for organizations seeking to build a positive workplace culture, increase staff engagement, resilience, well-being, and retention. Well, welcome, Sue. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I am thrilled to be able to be here with you today, and I'm so looking forward to our time together.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping healthcare professionals learn how to become more resilient against stress, which is a huge need today. I just can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thanks so much. Absolutely. And especially in this year of 2020 and with COVID, it's just direly important to be able to really be able to reach out to our clinicians who are really struggling with their stress and burnout.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't even imagine what kind of work environment that creates for them. So, well, I'm curious here, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own life and team coaching practice?
Well, as you mentioned in the beginning, I'm a nurse by background, and my career happened to move me into recruitment and retention. And I have been involved with both for, as you mentioned, over 30 years. In my more recent years of recruiting, I was managing a full cycle desk, and I was working with both healthcare clients looking for help to fill their open positions and candidates seeking new opportunities. And I loved it. I loved working with the candidates to make sure that their next career move was in alignment with where their career could be and should be going. But over time, I started to recognize a trend. You know, many times, 9 months to a year after placing an individual, whether it was a manager, a staff nurse, a community nurse, school nurse, it didn't really matter which environment, I would get return phone calls, and they would be like, "Hey, Sue, remember me? What else do you have for me?" And so upon my inquiry of, "Tell me what's going on," I would hear the same issues over and over again. Problems with management, problems with staffing, not very good communication, working alongside colleagues who really weren't that pleasant to work with,
right,
and just really unhappy in the environment of which they were in. And I came to realize that I could control working with the candidates to make sure they were in alignment with their new opportunity, but I could not control the environment I was sending them into.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to not align with my own integrity and my values. So I decided that I really wanted to make a change and set out to make a difference with engagement and retention in healthcare, help individuals build resilience to their stress and burnout, and make a difference to bring positivity into the workplace culture.
Right.
And that's when I decided to explore the career shift into coaching. And so here I am.
Wow. Yeah, that makes total sense. And obviously this trend wasn't just a short-lived trend, because you saw this over and over and over, where these highly qualified individuals were being placed with your assistance into these great roles that seemed to be in alignment, but then 9 months to a year later, here they are again looking for another role. So yeah, that is really identifying the bigger need that is out there and creating this high turnover. So I just love that. Well, and you mentioned, or actually I mentioned in introducing you, that 30 years in healthcare, that's impressive to be in one vertical for that length of time and for that length of a career is hugely impressive. But how long have you had your own coaching practice, and, you know, has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Absolutely. I started my coaching in 2017. And while you're working on your 18-month certification process, you're actually coaching individuals. But I would say I officially launched my business in mid-2018. And I knew that the niche that I wanted to focus on was making this difference within healthcare. That's why I went into it. And so I stayed consistent with that. And how my focus has changed, really, after I became certified with programs with the ICF, I really looked at, okay, so if I want to make a difference, how am I really going to do that? And that's when I came across the Propel Institute in Maryland, and the positive psychology, Dr. Thomas Muha, had developed a evidence-based program, which is known as Propel Coaching, through a 13-year research grant, working with many organizations. And it was shown to increase engagement, retention, quality patient outcomes, patient satisfaction. And so I flew back east and then trained with him to be able to bring it out to the Pacific Northwest and expand it. And I also have recognized that this is an evidence-based coaching program that can reach a broad range of individuals. And with today's environment of everything that's happened with COVID and the pandemic times that we're going through, everyone needs to help with increasing their resiliency and overall well-being.
Oh, yeah. And
I've realized that I can make a difference, yes, for sure, within clinicians, well-being, and healthcare, but also reaching a broader range of individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I love how you really tapped into an existing program that provided you the springboard then to take your own work forward with this, you know, this evidence-based kind of methodology. So yeah, it sounds like that's been a great, you know, conduit for you to bring your own expertise forward. But have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, anyone starting their own business, all new entrepreneurs, we all face challenges and roadblocks to build a viable business. And I initially thought it would be fairly easy to be able to combine my healthcare recruiting and retention background and be able to really reach clinicians and healthcare professionals who are struggling with stress and burnout. But what I've realized is there can be a real stigma of someone that might be really needing some help with their, to be able to rise above their burnout and their stress. And that can tend to hold individuals back from reaching out and really getting the help that they need. And so, you know, when in that, I've certainly also struggled with my own self-doubts, right? Of wondering, can I actually do this and really reach and make the difference that I am so passionate about doing?
Yeah, I totally understand that. And it's interesting for me to hear you say that questioning any of the abilities that you have, considering you have 30 years of experience and you've seen this pattern firsthand and working with these individuals as well as with the organizations. So if anybody has an inside view, it's you. But this is such a common thing amongst entrepreneurs and coaches when we first start out, to have that, to have that self-doubt and to be questioning really our intentions and our ability to create those transformations, even though we have our own evidence-based information right at our fingertips. But I'm curious, what did you do to overcome those self-doubts and, you know, questioning your abilities to make a difference?
Well, you know, Wendy, I'm going to give a shout out to Carol Dweck's book, Mindset. And I read her book and I really delved even further into the neuroscience of functioning of our brains and positive psychology to help me with my own inner critic and self-doubts. Mm-hmm. And I really have incorporated practices of mindfulness, practicing EFT, which is tapping for those that might not know what EFT stands for, positive affirmations, practicing gratitudes, meditation, and really learning to recognize when those negative thoughts arise, how to switch your mindset to turn those self-doubts into more of a curiosity and a can-do attitude, which really helps me keep myself grounded. And then my core values of perseverance, grit, and determination have really kept me moving forward. I will admit that I work on this daily.
I love the core determination and true grit that is the underlying theme in just continuing to put one foot in front of the other. So yeah, it is, it's great that there are elements that allow us to really step in and stop those negative thoughts that are coming from who knows where, but those self-sabotaging thoughts are just something that indeed do need to be stopped, because generally speaking, they're not true. And obviously you have the expertise. In fact, you know, you're an expert at really combining this neuroscience with positive psychology in a way that really makes a huge difference for people in dealing with this stressful career environment and, you know, healthcare organizations, in creating a more positive culture for their healthcare providers. But I'm just curious, when it comes to the client enrollment or sales part of being in business, do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Like most probably entrepreneurs, yes, I will definitely say I've had some challenges. And, you know, it's interesting to me because with my recruitment background, you know, I had KPI metrics that I was to make 50 cold calls a day to prospective clients for sales contracts and to find candidates to work with. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you work for another company, they set the monetary rate of the contract and you're really merely the messenger.
Right.
Now, being in the position of running my own business, I have found that I've struggled sometimes in perfecting that client enrollment process when it comes to, you know, having those prospective individual client discovery calls. As confident as I am in the neuroscience and the evidence-based format of the programs that I offer, I find myself doubting my rates. And especially this year with the onset of COVID and all of the disruption that many people have experienced within their own financial lives, can that prospective client really have the resources to invest in my programs and invest in themselves? Mm-hmm. And the difficulty is, it is so needed in today's day. And so that's, if I have a struggle, that's where it lies.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I can completely understand that. And you're really not alone in that specific aspect of the client enrollment conversation and just having, you know, challenges, really leaning into the investment level and knowing that there's value. But if you'd like, I could provide you a little bit of assistance in helping you through that.
I would welcome that. That would be great.
Okay. Well, there's two elements here. One is, in listening to you, you talk about this challenge, one is that I'm hearing you say that you're kind of telling a story, or you're projecting the financial situation or the priorities that an individual, a prospective client might have, you know, and so by coming up with a story without knowing the facts of their situation, you're taking a little bit of the confidence out of yourself. You know, you're thinking, oh, well, I don't really know if they even have the means to afford the rates that I know that my program is really, you know, set at, and the rate that is really commensurate to the outcome. And so what I'm hearing is that you start maybe discounting, or maybe considering that they might not be able to afford to step forward. And so that right there takes the wind out of your sails. So that's one element, is to just really not tell those stories, you know, not project, and keep a clean slate. You don't know what a person's situation is, if they have other funding, if they have maybe, you know, access to other financial means that you really don't know. So it doesn't serve anybody for you to assume about their financial situation. Now, the second element here is just a concern about the overall rate of the investment in working with you, and questioning whether or not, like you said, when you're working for another organization, the rate is just the rate and you're the messenger. But when it's your own work, then we kind of link it to any of those self-sabotaging thoughts that are under the surface. And this is when we question whether our rates are too high, or whether they're, you know, really not affordable. And so when the focus is on us, that's when it becomes difficult to enter into that aspect of the client enrollment conversation. When we take the focus off of us, which is like you did when you were working for another firm, and just simply look at the outcome, you know, gosh, if you are able to combine this neuroscience technology with positive psychology and help people really step into a whole new level of flourishing within life, because they now have that resiliency to face these stressful work environments and to face the demands of their employers in a way that helps them to really have peace. You know, they can enjoy their profession and not get sucked into these toxic work environments. Wow, the transformation in the skills that you're able to give somebody, I mean, it is life-changing. And so what I'm encouraging you to do is take the focus off of you and put the focus onto this huge transformation, this huge ability for this person to now walk forward after working with you and enjoy their life, instead of having this doom and gloom and high stress, which, you know what that results in. That results in sickness and relationship issues and all sorts of things, you know, as the ripple effect there. So just leaning into the outcome of the great work that you do provide helps when you get to that area of, you know, the enrollment conversation. Does that make sense?
Wendy, I love that. Yes, I have to be honest with you. I'm sitting here smiling, listening to your advice, and recognizing that taking the focus off yourself, focusing on the outcome and the positive transformation that you're helping others make. And really, as I think of that, by focusing on the legacy that I would like to be able to leave, to really fulfill that purpose and the meaning that I want to bring to others' lives of being able to help people build that resilience and increase their well-being and really find that overall happiness and ability to become more self-aware, to bring their best self forward and to really flourish in their personal and professional lives. That's the focus that I need to continue to keep heading towards. And yep, that's building the legacy that I so passionately want to leave.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's just redirecting your focus. So, well, hopefully that moves the needle for you in the next enrollment conversation that you have.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know that we had mentioned a little bit earlier about the pandemic and the stress that it's causing, not only for everybody on the outside of healthcare, but all those people within healthcare. Can you talk a little bit about the impact that the pandemic has had on the work that you do?
Yes, I will say that, you know, back in March, when everything kind of shut down in our state, I was 3.5 months into a 24-week Propel coaching program with 2 hospital units. And with the chaos and stress and all the increased hospital admissions, my contract was put on indefinite hold. And in fact, I'm still waiting to hear if and when it will be able to resume due to the continued chaos in the hospital environments and all the new budget constraints that the impact of COVID has had on healthcare. Yet on the same token, another impact is, and this comes back with the National Academy of Medicine has greatly come forward with frontline clinicians and how they are struggling with stress, burnout, and their well-being, and they are having to endure. And it has just really propelled me further, if you will, to really want to be able to figure out how to really make an impact and reach the frontline workers. I know that many of them struggle with the stigma of, oh, I'm fine, I'm running on adrenaline and I don't really need that help. But yet on the same token, they do. They give so much of themselves to their patients and the families of which they serve. And I just really want to be able to be there as a springboard to help them in their own self-care, to build their own resilience to the stress and burnout that they're all going through.
Right. I can only imagine what it must be like I said, to be dealing with this on a day in, day out basis. So working with you and gaining that ability to create that resilience is just so needed. Well, can you share a little bit more about your approach and maybe philosophies in terms of how you do work with healthcare professionals and organizations who want to take those proven steps to reducing stress in their workplace?
Absolutely. You know, and as we've mentioned, the coaching programs there are mine are based on evidence-based neuroscience and the underlying principles of positive psychology. And it's all focused on helping individuals and teams working together to increase their resiliency, their well-being, and their awareness of how to show up as their best selves and flourish in their personal and professional lives. And, you know, many times if you were to take, when you talk about working with teams, if you were to look at a team of people working together, positive psychology has shown that you have a few people that are really showing up as their best selves and flourishing, whereas many of the people in the middle 50% or so are really just kind of what they call languishing, kind of showing up, doing their jobs, collecting their paycheck, and going home. And then you've got the individuals who really are those naysayers. And those few individuals that have the loudest voices that are the naysayers, boy, it doesn't take long for them to be able to bring everyone down.
Oh, yeah.
And the 24-week coaching, Propel coaching program, working with teams and working with organizations, really the goal of the program is to work with a few of those individuals who are really already kind of flourishing and helping to them, to coach them, to use the positive psychology principles that are a part of the program to then be able to go out and coach their colleagues and really bring that middle 50%, if you will, to the realization that, wow, how much nicer things are when we can all work together. When we're positive with each other, we communicate and we can reach across interdisciplinary lines and we're all getting along well. And at the end of the day, those naysayers, their voices now no longer are being listened to. And they either jump on the train and move forward or they end up moving on and finding another environment. And the proven principles of Propel is an acronym. And so you go through a toolkit and the first module of the program is to really identify your core values, reignite your inner passions to achieve positive outcomes versus dwelling on problems. Mm-hmm. The R is for relationships, bringing forth positivity versus negativity to increase collaborative communication within relationships with others. And the O is optimism, learning how to develop a growth mindset to bring forth optimistic thinking and move away from discouraging thoughts. The second P is for proactivity, identifying and recognizing just what are your inner strengths and being able to respond proactively during times of stress by bringing forward those strengths. And the E is for learning and practicing measures to replenish your energy reserves. You know, we are not all like the batteries on our cell phones. When we get to 1%, you have to plug in. We have to learn to be able to recognize when our energy reserves are becoming depleted and what measures we can do to proactively build our resilience and rise above stress and burnout so that we can show up each day as our best self. And then most importantly is how to increase your well-being and find that personal balance and inner happiness. Ultimately learning how to take that pause and be present in the moment. Recognize what legacy do I want to leave and being able to make a meaningful difference in others' lives when you yourself have the energy reserves and the resilience to be able to do so.
Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, that's so comprehensive and really based on, you know, such powerful pillars. I just love what each of those letters stands for. It's really the essence of ultimate happiness, flourishing, you know, like you said. I mean, I can really see how this methodology makes a huge difference. Wow. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you, Sue?
Absolutely. Well, I am easily reachable at www.tracecoaching.com.
Okay.
And you can also find me on Facebook or LinkedIn. And when you do reach my website, there is a easy button there for you to be able to schedule a complimentary consultation call with me, where we can just really delve into and explore on an easy nature, you know, how things are going for you, a little bit more about the program and whether or not we might be a good fit to work together and can make a difference for your resilience and overall well-being.
Yeah, fantastic. So that is Trace Coaching. So that's TRACE coaching.com, correct?
That's it.
And yeah, and they're also on Facebook and LinkedIn. And
yes,
this is by searching Sue Trace or Trace Coaching?
For LinkedIn, Sue Trace.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. So tracecoaching.com and look for that complimentary consultation that Sue's offering. It sounds like it's a powerful session to really just seeing if some of the benefits of working with Sue is really in alignment. I mean, I can't imagine it's not because it's so comprehensive and based on such incredible pillars of wisdom. So that's fantastic. Well, Sue, it's just been, you know, so great listening to you talk about all the different ways you're helping organizations and individuals. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Absolutely. I think the main premise is if your business venture is in alignment with your core values and your passion, and you're truly committed to serving your identified niche and community, then pull up and lean into your inner strengths to move forward. If you find yourself stuck in your head with those limiting beliefs like we all have, find some avenues to get yourself centered and make decisions more from a heart-based place versus allowing those limiting beliefs to hold you back. Remember, there's a phrase that is true for all of us. Our thoughts become our beliefs, and our beliefs become our outcome and our reality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the other piece of advice I would have is that if you are in a place where you're recognizing there's areas that you need help with to be able to move your business forward, seek out a business coach or a business building platform to help hold you accountable and help you with the activities that are necessary to be able to move forward and build your viable business. You are meant to serve, and your community needs you now even more than ever.
I love that. Yeah, that's fantastic. Such great advice. You mean we aren't born with all the skills to grow a successful business?
Absolutely not. We all have our areas and zones of genius, right? And our areas of expertise. And we just need to be able to recognize when we need to reach out and just get a little bit of help in those areas that, man, might not be our overall strengths to be able to be successful.
That is true. I love that. Thank you so much for providing that insight and inspiration. That's just fantastic. And, you know, I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show. And just listening to your journey from your early career within healthcare recruitment to now the important work you're doing helping healthcare professionals and teams of people within healthcare organizations really become more resilient against stress and flourish, as well as building that positive workplace environment so that organizations can really increase their staff resilience, well-being, and retention. It's just been fantastic listening to your story, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, and I want to conversely thank you, Wendy, so very much. I've thoroughly enjoyed our time together today and really appreciate the opportunity to, in this year of 2020, be able to spread some positivity to help everyone with their own resilience and well-being. Mm. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, it's totally been my pleasure, Sue. So, and again, for our listeners, you can reach out to Sue through her website, and that's tracecoaching.com. Or find her on Facebook or LinkedIn. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Sue Trace. And as always, here's to your success.